Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Smashbox TV Podcast 497's After Show. Not our worst.
Like our Oscars After Show?
Talk about that. I'm going to go on record and say I had zero. What was I doing? Oh, I was in Bend. I had zero. Like, I don't even know anything that happened regarding the Oscars. That was Sunday night, I believe, right?
Will Smith slapped somebody, right?
that sounds about right.
Oh, that was a few years ago.
That was the Oscars?
That was the Oscars. Was
okay. So what are we? Are we 2 or 3 years removed from that?
Not
now?
Three. I think I... Was it last year, maybe?
No, it wasn't last year. There's no way.
Two years ago, then?
My computer's dead. I can't use the Google-A's. Slap 2022.
So 2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. 2 years ago. Anyway. Some early mornings, and some early evenings then followed. I had the pleasure of being in Bend for the entire weekend. And that always means that we go to a number of different establishments. I think there's a lot of people that just make a fair assumption that we would just go hang out at Bevel all the time. And we don't. We usually go in there about once per weekend. And other times we visit other distilleries, food cart pods. They have what's called the Midtown Yacht Club, which
sounds fancy.
That's the best part. I think you've told me that before. It's a lot like a ton of other places in Bend where they'll have ideally like a tap room slash brewery type place or a bar, I guess, and then have anywhere from like 3 to 5 to 6 food trucks. And then usually like a shared seating area, just like if you go to Bevel, there's Bevel beer, you walk outside of Bevel, and then there's 4 separate food trucks there. And then, you know, this collective shared space for everybody to be able to sit and eat or have beverages. So Midtown Yacht Club on Sunday night, they were doing a Girl Scout cookie and beer pairing like outing. So you could buy, if you bought a quote unquote flight, so to speak, or a set, there were 6 different cookies, and then there were 6 different beers that paired with the individual cookies, and then they had all the flavor profiles and all that other good stuff. So did that Sunday night.
Are your daughters still doing Girl Scout cookies? I didn't think so. They didn't call us, so
I was, I'm good. I'm really glad they had that experience, but I'm also fine with them being done with it.
We weren't going to buy any Girl Scout cookies this year. Just in general, most of the girls we know are older now, except someone came knocking at the door.
Wow. They beat down the no soliciting sign. You didn't kick them in the teeth.
I don't have no soliciting sign. Get your damn cookies out of here. But, no, but my wife, she ended up ordering cookies because she's like, you know what? If they're putting in the effort to go door to door,
you got to love the hustle.
You got to love the
respect. Just like Luke said, all these kids are getting soft otherwise.
You got to respect the hustle. So my wife bought 2 boxes. And so then like literally like 2 days ago, we're here to deliver your cookies.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, awesome. Here's $10.
That was my next question is what are they? How much are they now?
Here? $5 removed. A box.
They are up to five. Okay.
At least that's what we paid. I don't know.
The kids pocketing an
extra. I don't know. They could be scraping that off the top.
I feel like they were six in Bend, which probably sounds right with West Coast pricing. I feel like the cookie boxes were six there. Because, again, you and I are old enough. We're like cookies at one point. I want to say we're like $2 or $2.50
a box. $2.50, I recall.
When my girls were doing them, I want to say they were around $4. That was 5-6 years ago. 7 or 8 years ago, they were on $4 a box, something of that nature. So to hear they're at five, and then I know it's regional. They can prices may vary based on region.
Well, we got the an order of the. I think my wife got the Samoa.
Okay,
and I always get the peanut butter patties.
Fair.
So we get one box of each, and then figure out when I'm going to eat them. I don't dig on Samoa, so. Coconut. No, thank you.
Yeah. That's and so they had the different pairings. And I know Bevel had participated and graciously helped sponsor and was part of the event. And it was their Midnight Buzz Stout that had, I forget what cookie it paired with. I didn't partake in any of that action, but they had their Midnight Buzz was on tap over there at the event. And so I was able to check that out. I think two nights earlier, we went to Cascade Lakes Brewing Company, which is almost shares Nate and Val's backyard. Like it's, we walked to it. Not even 500 feet away is a brewery location right near them. And Val, being the overachiever that she is involved with the Pink Boots Society, which does a bunch of stuff surrounding women's initiatives and whatnot, and she's a chapter member president type of the Pink Boots Society. She's such an overachiever and a good one at that. And so we had gone there to help support that effort on one of the other nights. One of the first nights we were there, when we did go to Bevel, I believe there was a Central Oregon Disc Golf Club meeting, board meeting that was taking place in the back of Bevel. So there's all these different things you have to go, you know, check out and support. So it was certainly a good time. And I'm to the point where I can tell you where half the food cart pods are in all of Bend, which is, you know, almost 100% how they do all their dining, it feels like.
So the question is, you're not involved at all with the Open at Austin.
I am not.
But you are involved at USW DGC, and you're going to be on site for that, I believe. What are you doing this weekend, Terry? What do you have planned this weekend?
My oldest has a volleyball tournament. And I'm pretty excited to check it out. I'm really mad that my youngest had a volleyball game today that I was going to go to, except for the other team couldn't get there or didn't show up. They missed the bus or something. Oh, wow. I don't know how that works. But she does have one more scrimmage tomorrow or one more game tomorrow, my youngest. And then my oldest has club volleyball in not far from where we grew up in up there. Okay. Up north there. Hey, in Green Bay. So further I will north. Be there.
Yeah.
I will be there partaking, which is going to be kind of wild because obviously in the last 30 years, there hasn't been a lot of weekend activities that I go to that are tournaments that aren't disc golf. It's just all of those words don't really intersect often that don't end in disc golf in some capacity.
Yeah.
A couple cribbage tournaments. I never got into any racquetball tournaments, but yeah. So this will be a kind of a different one. I've been to some now cheerleading and some other things that they've participated in. So,
well, if you're interested, you can always come down to the, I think, Wisconsin Center where they're doing the robotics competition. So you can see a bunch of robots attack and throw and bump into each other and fly around the course.
Is Joe Revere's team going to be there? Will he whoop our ass in that too?
Probably would. No, I don't believe so because it's more regional. So you'll probably at the event that my son went to up in Duluth 2 weeks ago, the furthest team was a Missouri. There was one Missouri team. Otherwise, it was Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois. I think there was one or two UP teams.
Okay.
But it's more regional. So he's probably has a region his team goes to. So that's probably what I'll be doing. A friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, was supposed to come over this weekend from Madison, but she had to cancel out at the last minute. So now I've got the weekend free and I'll probably go to watch robots. The robots attack each other. Actually, they don't attack each other at all. They do all sorts of other weird things, but
Okay.
Yeah. So
Yeah, it will be. We'll see. And then the following week, as you're just saying, it's going to be exciting. One of the few times that I'm for sure going to be on site this year will be at the U.S. Women's next week. Yeah, I'll probably leave here. I think it's the morning after we have our podcast next week. So heading down to Austin, and Val and I think it's me, Val, and Zoe are in the booth, if I recall. So I'm excited to do that. And it'll be interesting being in Austin and knowing that we're all part of this Texas swing. And then what MPO players will be around? Will they be legitimately just hanging out, spectating? Obviously, a number of them will probably be caddies, whether it's their significant other or just friends. I think we'll see a lot of caddying, but or will they, you know, take the weekend off to go hunting or fishing or go to the amusement park? I don't know. It'll be really interesting to see as that's taking place, because knowing that they're still, or will a ton of them just be going off to the next location? South by Southwest will be wrapped up by then. I think it started yesterday, mm-hmm. is what Perkins had said, as I see you looking it up. So
I just couldn't remember. I know it's obviously always early March. I couldn't remember if it went into
entertain me only because my computer is dead. Uh-huh. Where is Texas State's the weekend after? Is that Houston?
Houston area. Yeah,
it is. Okay. So we're essentially in Austin for back-to-back weekends, and then we're in Houston. Yep. And again, I feel awkward. I'm not part of Austin, the Open at Austin, and I'm not part of Texas State's. So I'm going to probably mentally do some checking out of those events. And that's not personal. It's just when I'm not working, I mentally sometimes check out. We are talking about some coverage possibly at Throwdown the Mountain that Ooh. Final weekend, though, of March. So hopefully that can become a thing.
Ray asks, how did switching go for the first big event of the season, Johnny? Ew. Is it just like riding a bike? Have your skills had to grow along with the scope of the coverage? Surprisingly, this sounds backwards. My skills have been able to, my skills don't need to grow.
Wow.
Because what we were doing 4 or 5 years ago, there was a lot more on my plate. So I was in charge of switching and calling and replay and a lot of things. And now a lot of those tools have gone away.
They've
gone to other people. Like this particular weekend with the feature cards, we were able to have a third replay. We had replay C, A, B, and C. So I am now focused, which I think is better, focused on directing cameras more. And I'm, you know, don't ask the cameraman, but I think I'm a good guy. they won't say that. Mm. I think I do an adequate job at that. I do believe that our other director is a better director than I am. It's just kind of his nature. He's more involved, not more involved. He has more experience than I do in other sports, but I felt like it went pretty well. I mean, if you didn't notice anything crazy on the MPO, then I feel it was pretty good. It is kind of like riding a bike. The first, I would say right before the first broadcast, I got a little nervous, like, oh my God, am I gonna remember how to call cameras? Am I gonna remember how to direct them, where to go and this and that. And then the hard part was not knowing the Waco course as well as I know the Beast, but not knowing Lake Waco. So yeah, I rely a lot more on the cameras than I can at the Beast, where I know, oh gosh, we're coming into this spot. I know that, you know, if a player throws here, they're going to come up short or kick to the left. The new Laco course is much more open, so I don't have to worry about that as much. I just rely a lot more on the cameras because they know they're on site. And I would say of all the things, and I wouldn't even say it's our fault. The only thing that really kind of got me this weekend, I felt, was on the very last hole, Luke's shot that came up short and went OB. Our camera was on the green, thinking he was going to make it to the green. So, and that green is down low. There's a tree in front that they have to get around. So it's really hard to see the disc coming in general. We didn't have a good camera in position for his shot, except for the drone, which we ended up showing in replay. 99 times out of 100, I don't take the drone for a live shot. Every once in a while I will, but it has to be the right player with the right disc and the right fairway. And so this particular instance with Luke's shot, he just didn't make it to the green, and there's not much you can do about it. It's like when you've got your guy down on catch cam, a guy down on throw cam, and the player hits a tree in the middle of the fairway, you just can't be everywhere.
Yeah.
That was the one thing. It was like, all right, did we mess that up? Did we not? How, you know, whatever. That was my only thing. And it wasn't really our fault. It was more Luke's fault.
Yeah.
We'll blame him. But yeah. But no, it is. It's not bad. It's kind of like riding a bike because you don't really have to do too much other than call cameras and make sure you hit the right transitions and get to assets. Mo didn't have to yell at me at all, so I felt good.
Wow. I'm trying to think if he yelled at me. Not really too much.
No. I can tell usually. It's a big sigh. It's not a yell. It's more you can always tell when Mo's disappointed or most frustrated because you hear the exhale.
Never for me though.
No, never.
what is always funny is sometimes when he's telling you something and there's just a fraction, tiniest fraction of delay, not even really, but he's telling you something that I'm already spitting out or was in the process of spitting out. And he's, you know, whatever the case might be. And I'm like, yeah, I got it. And then there's sometimes when you hear stuff in your ear and you're like, I have to really focus and think, are we going to that next or what was he just saying? Cause Nate might be talking or I was talking and then he's trying to relay something to us. It's all part of the dance, so to speak. That's so much fun. All right. I'm going to read a few things off the board again. My computer is dead. So I'll read off Johnny's board here. Tom said, saw some pretty nice and well done drone hole previews in Samui. What drone, is Terry using? That's just a DJI mini two or three. I'm going to say there's definitely something to be said about being able to drone places that you're that much more comfortable with after I just got done playing and filming out there for a few days. And obviously I know the property relatively well. I was a little bit more comfortable. I think the number one thing for me when it comes to operating a drone is just trusting that although it looks like you're going to hit a tree, you're probably really not. And that I think is the toughest. That's the toughest part. And I know I say that. And I'm
objects in mirror are closer than they appear.
It's just like you see it and you're like, oh my God, that's so close. I'm about to hit it. And like, you're actually very clear of it. And having that trust, I think is something that's very difficult. And I applaud all the drone operators that do so many drone previews so beautifully. And like anything else, it just comes with more practice. But yeah, that's just a mini three, the little 249 gram one that is legal to seemingly legal to fly in almost anywhere. So thanks for the.
It's not legal to fly into people's bathrooms, Terry. Just let you know. Don't
depends.
Do it.
Depends if they're a renter of yours or if you.
Don't be a creep.
Well, quick side note, since I know it's one thing we often go to. This is going to be nothing new and most of you will roll your eyes. Because it was available on a United flight, I clicked on some of the in-plane entertainment.
Okay.
And this is, again, some of you roll your eyes. I finally, like, dedicated more than a minute to Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I never have.
You will love it.
Are you sure? I hate Seinfeld. I don't hate it, but I don't
no,
like
you
Seinfeld.
Might not. No. Here's
I kind of want it.
Here's the scary part. All too often, I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, that's a conversation Johnny and I would have. Okay, yeah. So maybe you wouldn't love it. I don't know.
No, I mean, it's one of those things that I do want to start watching at some point.
I don't know what season it was. Now I got to really go back and actually do some work. And I remember, like, trying to watch the first episode, or maybe it was Sunny in Philadelphia that I'm thinking of, where I tried to watch the first episode, like, six different times, and I just, for whatever reason, kept getting distracted. I have no idea what season it was on. It was definitely a couple years old,
they're on like season 14. It's like the last
season.
That's,
but I'm just saying, yeah, when I'm thinking of the timing and some of the jokes were very timely. I mean, they don't, okay. You know, whether they're political or, you know, other things that were happening, going on in present day life. I don't know. I there was a few times I found myself literally laughing out loud and I enjoyed it. Again, I'm sure some of you either have been on it or off of it a decade, and I get that. And so welcome to 2024 or even, you know, 2005, whatever the case might be. But
yeah, there's two series I do want to watch front to back, and one of which is at some point I want to watch that, but I really want to watch Veep. I heard Veep is really good. I bet you you would like that. I would probably like that.
I've heard that's good as well. I did watch a little bit of the of Curb Your Enthusiasm. So happy to report that I enjoyed it.
I'm just smarter than you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm reading books lately.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Look at me. Yeah. I have a real hard.
I'm out practicing all day putting. So
you should. Well, then you're better than me. Look at that at disc golf. I have a problem in that when I pick up a book, I don't want to put it down until I'm done with it. So literally, I think the last three nights. No, what's tonight? Tuesday. Yeah. So I'm in the middle of it's called the King Killer Chronicles, by Patrick Rothfuss, who is actually out of Wisconsin. And I'm on the second book. It's like each book is like 800 plus pages long. It's big.
Wow.
Somewhere here. It is.
Ain't you freaking smart?
Yeah. It's a big ass thick book. It's fantasy. Fantasy.
I've seen thicker.
Yeah. right next to me. But I think I read for 3.5 hours last night. I read for 2.5 hours to 3 hours today before the podcast. I just don't want to put a book down. Once I start reading it, I don't want to put it down until I'm done with it. I had the same problem with like,
even if it's not good, even if it's like mediocre,
I don't read mediocre books.
Oh,
like my wife, she tends to just grab books and read them and she reads them before bed. I don't, I kind of have a general idea of like, I usually wait until I know a book is good before I pick it up and then I'll just read the whole thing. So I'm almost halfway done with the book already in 2 days, which is an 800 page book. That's all I have, almost like an OCD thing where I come home, say hi to my wife and kids. I go lay on my bed, read a book until my wife says it's dinner time. I get dinner.
So become useless to everyone else.
100%.
Wow. That's awfully noble of you.
And then once I'm through with the book, I'm good as gold again. I'll do whatever, but it's a bad, almost a bad habit that I have. And again, I had the same thing with the Harry Potter books years and years and years and years and years ago when I read them. When I find a book, I just want to burn through it. So that's what I've been doing almost every night.
I burn books too all the time. Different.
That's weird. That is different. Yeah.
And so I'm sorry, how many are there? Chronicles, and you're in the second.
It's the second of three, but he hasn't. Second of three. So he has. It's almost George R. R. Martin-esque. There's supposed to be three of them. This one came out in 2012. Second book.
That's going well.
Hasn't released the third one yet. Yeah, supposedly. Great.
Yeah.
Coming out this year at the end of the year.
Love that cliffhanger.
I know.
You never get to read.
But there are two other. So there's like three in the main series, and then there's like two or three extra novellas, like smaller ones that he wrote, side stories. I know everyone's kind of like, okay, dude, like finish writing your goddamn trilogy, dude. Yeah. So, and that's the rumor coming out later this year in November,
the ultimate troll, just write two
and then just leave the third one.
Leave everyone waiting.
It's more magical fantasy than swords fantasy. Although I think we're, might start getting into swords fantasy. I don't know. It's a good book. They're good books so far. I wouldn't probably read them if they weren't. I originally got them for my son and he said he really liked them. And I've read things that they were a good book. So now I'm reading them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of lifelong accomplishments. I was very, thank you. Somebody said it earlier. A couple people actually did. Thank you to anyone. I know we talked about it last week about, my channel getting to 100,000. I don't think you really know what comes next. Like whatever happens. Well, I have that answer now. They sent me an email. YouTube sends an email and says, hey, congrats, blah, blah, blah. Click on this, fill out this, and then we'll send it to you, which, as silly as this sounds, it's a little bit of a relief because there's this uncertainty of like, when do they recognize it? What happens? You know, what are the steps? And you see and read these things. I got an email the other day that basically said, here's the next steps. Go ahead and fill that out and we'll send it to you. So that was pretty cool. So thank you again. I know somebody else said something about it earlier and I'll follow that up. More importantly, probably Maricopa footage is being edited.
Sure it is.
I have at least one, maybe two rounds of bonus action that will still, that can still come from the memorial. And then I think I still have two rounds of Chiang Mai that's actually edited and just needs commentary. So the point is, there's a lot more golf that's still to come. I'm going to tell the world right now, just because I was just editing more of it last night. Cupcake is in some of the Maricopa footage. I have trimmed it. So just going to throw that out there. And I'm, this is not to take a jab at him or anything like that. I just know there's been a lot of conversation about it spanning now a few weekends, and I will significantly trim.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lots of it out because you don't want to watch it, and quite frankly, nor do I. But I just want you to know I will have it significantly trimmed. I hate that some people won't click on a video just because of something that they're used to seeing. And I'm not just picking on Cupcake. That could be for anyone various routines or reasons.
Yeah, you could dislike a person completely.
That you ignore the other three then when you're doing that. And or you're negating or lessening your experience. You may love the other three people, but you're like, I'm not going to do that.
So I think if you loved the other three, you would deal with the one person. It's clearly a balancing game. But yeah. if it's, in general, if I'm a post-production consumer and there's three people I don't necessarily care about and a fourth I don't like, I'm clearly not going to probably watch it. Now, if there's three people like, oh, that could be interesting, I want to watch him, like, oh, I don't like this person, most people would probably suffer through it.
Yeah. So but that's, I just want to put all that out there that is all in the works. And I'm also working on a number of post-production gigs/contracts with a few other events that are taking place throughout the season yet that I'm pretty excited about. So as those kind of get finalized, I'll be excited to share more of those that are upcoming. And I may or may not run still the Skyline Classic. That's a B tier that I've been running forever and working on a few details. Oh, speaking of which, I got some good news right before the show started.
Yes, Terry?
I sent a message to the Parks Department about the event or events that I wish to run.
At the new course you're building?
No, not at the new course.
At Kenosha?
In Kenosha. And just before the show started, I got an email back saying that the head of the Parks Department no longer works there anymore, which I'm not complaining about.
All right.
I'm okay with seeing him go. Was good news.
Not the biggest fan, huh?
I'm okay that he's moved on. I wish him the best.
Could be someone better to work with is what you're saying.
I'm going to keep my fingers crossed on.
Okay.
So that was some good news that just randomly came in tonight.
Well, I'm happy for you, Terry. I'm
happy somebody got fired. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if he left or if he got fired, but I'm okay that he's moving on. I wish him the best wherever he goes, but I'm done with him.
The people I wish the best to are our Patreon supporters.
I love them the most.
I love
them more than you.
That's fine. Patreon.com/SmashboxTV. It's because of your, I don't want to call them donations, but it's because of your patronage and support that you and I, Terry, can continue our trek to 500. And when we hit 500, we'll continue our trek to 1,000.
Then we quit.
Yes. You think we're going to make 1,000? I don't know why we wouldn't, but I mean,
if you keep pulling audio gigs like you did tonight,
awkward.
We're not going to have anyone to watch.
Awkward. I figure every 30 or so episodes, we should have a major malfunction. Major
meltdown. just so people can be like, did those idiots figure anything out?
No. It keeps them tuned in to let them know, like, oh, are they going to
What are those idiots doing tonight?
What are those idiots doing tonight? But patreon.com/SmashboxTV for as little as a dollar a month. You can be eligible for our weekly giveaways. We are almost finalized with our artwork for the for our Patreon supporter disc.
I'm going to double on that and say, yes, our good friend Tim Kortz, who's always on the board.
I wasn't going to throw him under the bus.
No, I talked to him today.
Good.
And super excited that he's working on a few final details and whatnot.
Great.
And so it's I think, even cooler that it's a
supporter of ours.
A supporter / smashy and friend of the show that is then helping develop your Patreon disc that you'll be receiving.
Great. Tim always does great work. In our Discord, he posts some of the art that he does for other events, and it's always great. So
thank you.
We have 133 people eligible for our giveaway tonight, Terry.
Yeah, we do.
What number should we draw?
Well,
I sorted them by email address, if that matters.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
No, I know.
But I would, where do we have? 497. That means just three left to go.
Okay.
So this random number of 500. So three numbers. Generate them.
First one's 96. Second one's 1.
Damn.
Third one is, it better not be 133.
That would be wild. 22.
So let me
don't demonetize me, T Swift.
Scroll all the way up to the top. And that is Chris Hutchinson. Chris.
Heck yeah.
Hutchison. Not Hutchinson, but Chris Hutchison.
I bet that gets mispronounced daily.
I just mispronounced it. I had to reread it because there's no N in there. It's not Hutchinson. It's Hutchison. Hutchison. So congratulations, Chris. You are our Patreon supporter. You've been a supporter for a very long time.
Yeah, you have. Thank you, Chris.
Looks like you've been a supporter since
2017.
Yeah, that's the January of 2017.
Way early. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Phenomenal. Thank you very much, Chris.
Either that or he just can't figure out his Patreon password.
He forgot
to cancel us.
Yeah, just, I can't go. They keep charging my credit card.
I'll provides a slight tangent. Through some rewards program, blah, 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 I cashed in some points for a debit card. A prepaid debit card last year. I'm going to pay for some other stuff. It doesn't matter. I did all that. Today, I pull out the debit card because I know there's a balance. I know there's about $200 on said debit card.
I don't know about that.
Either do I. I believe that I've been carrying it around my wallet for a long time. And I'm like, I should use this and just get it out of my wallet and be done with it. Like,
makes sense.
Well, only to pull it out and see that it expires 12/23.
Ouch.
Ouch is right. I logged into their website to check the balance. It doesn't let me enter in the info. Entirely. It's like, enter a valid date. I'm like, this is what it says. You're calling it invalid, but that's what it says.
I mean, it's a legit date, but
yeah. Well, so of course, at that point, I call into the 1-800 number on there. The 1-800 auto machine says, you know, enter in your info.
We went out of business three years ago. It
lets me enter in all the info and then goes on to say, if it's past the expiration date, you've lost your funds and you're SOL.
How long did you have this?
It was just last year when I got it.
Oh, okay.
But apparently 12/23. And then even like the turning of the knife was when the automated machine says, you've lost the amount. It's once it's past due or whatever, or expired. And if you call customer service, they're going to tell you the same thing.
So don't bother us.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. So what do? I call customer service.
You would.
And I'm like, I we'll see. I get a hold of customer service. Gentleman picks up the phone. I tell him the situation. And I says, is there anything I can do? And he said, there is an inactivity fee that's eats away at your card after so many months of non-use of $3.95 per month, which is very common for these, I guess. $3.95 per month. And we've eaten away at that for 2 months. We'll give you the other $192. I win.
Nice.
They take off the essentially $8.
Congratulations.
And he says to me, he can give me a virtual card. I'm like, well, that's unshady. But he says he takes
meet me behind the store to give you the virtual card.
He takes down my email to then send me a virtual card, which will then have the $192 remaining on it. Cause there was $395 a month, blah, blah, blah.
You should send that to me and I'll check it.
I'll forward it to you so you could keep it, you know, safekeeping.
I'm just saying,
I'll protect my emails.
I will double check that it will.
So now I'm going to check my email again. I haven't seen it come through yet. Of course, I'm a tad nervous, but hopefully that will come through at some point. And
Richard says there's a lot of state laws that don't allow those cards to expire, but he's not sure about Wisconsin.
And it's funny because it was preloaded, and I read on the back of the card, it says non-reloadable and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm just ecstatic. I'm ecstatic that I didn't let it go to waste, so to speak.
You almost did.
Almost did. I'm glad I cared about it today. But I haven't seen the email.
I'm glad you were persistent, Terry.
Yeah. I thought, well, what does it hurt just to try? I just think it's crazy. It says right in there, the first
leave us message, the F alone.
Yeah. Said if you call customer service, they're going to tell you the same thing. Like that's almost word for word what it told me. And I'm like, well, let's just try. So somebody said first Best Buy, now this. No new Best Buy resolutions, people. But I don't know. Anyway, I guess if you want to consider that a win, I would consider. But then there was a loss. I can't win them all. I have to send some emails when I get home. I prepared 300 boxes to go out today for my disc in a box. A couple of them were taken yesterday or late last night. One guy ordered more today. So I've got three separate 100 count boxes. Coming over to here, I stopped at the UPS distribution center, like one of the major hubs in all of the Milwaukee area. It's where I've been going for 20 years for anything significant. I mean, you can go to your local satellite store and drop them off. I was past that time, so I went to the hub, which is open to like 8:30 or 9, until tonight when I walk up. I have two massive boxes, and it's 7:04, just to read the new sign on the door for the first time in 20 years-ish. They've changed their time and they're closed like an hour and a half earlier.
So it's not going to get out till tomorrow.
It's not.
Use Rune Christmas.
I know. I do think about this often is if somebody were to ever, I don't know, break into my car or break into my element and then see these big boxes, which hold 100
smaller boxes,
I can't imagine how pissed off and disappointed you'd be that you steal, you know, this big box. You're probably assuming it's something cool. You're stealing this 23 by 15 by 13. It's a pretty big box. It's got weight to it. It's almost 20 pounds. You jack it out of my car or out of my element to open it up, and it's just a box full of cardboard. Maybe I should set up a sting.
Sure, like Mark Rober and have like the cardboard explode or something.
Yeah, and have some fart juice or something. So RDB says, I'm going to need some boxes, Terry. Just died something like 50 discs last month. Yeah, hit me up, the Facebooks. I'd be happy to make it happen. And I'll get them out to you tomorrow, I promise. I will, because now I got to take three other sets and get them out there. Daylight savings was this weekend.
Daylight saving time.
Not savings time. Every year it feels like that's like an argument, right? When are we going to get rid of it? Is it ever going to happen?
Yes, I think it will.
In our lifetime?
Yes, I think it will.
Okay.
I think we get rid of it in the next
10?
Yeah, 10. I'll go 10.
Then the next 10 years. Okay.
I wanted to say 5, but 10, because it was very close for a while, and then someone put the kibosh on it. And there are some states that don't even do it. So I think that at some point we will just, you know, Congress will do something, because they don't do jack right now. So and this is something that would, you know, in general,
should we actually agree on that?
I think there's some pretty good bipartisan support, and somebody will champion it. And it's such it's just worthless. Like, it doesn't add any value to anything. So I feel like it's something that they could both be like, hey, look, we're working together, whatever. And yet they, you know, whatever. So I bet you in 10 years.
Okay. The eclipse On the 8th, which is, what day is that?
Tim says the Senate passed it, but the House didn't 2 years ago. Okay, so.
Thanks, Obama. Does that fit?
Yeah. No.
Damn.
Carter.
Okay, better. Joe says, means that all of the Ledgestone posts that say CST will be wrong for the entire season. I could see.
I'm not going to lie. CST, CDT, I don't know. I just, you know, just put just CT.
Central.
Just put Central Time.
Yeah, that's the ultimate cop-out over there. Ryan, though, a moment ago, if you scroll up, said something about you got a $460 Delta gift card that's still good from like 4 years ago. Damn, that's nice. I guess I do feel like a lot of the airlines are getting a little looser and a little less restrictive. United, for instance, I know kind of quietly doesn't have change fees. Obviously Southwest has kind of built their business on not having change and whatever fees and no baggage fees. But I feel like a lot of them are kind of coming around to finally being a little bit more competitive and competitive amongst each other, but then also more
consumer friendly.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's what it kind of feels like. And I hope that's the case. I don't know.
Ryan says Central Standard Time, Central Daylight Time. I know what the two are. I have no clue what we're in right now. Are we in Central Daylight Time? Because now,
I feel like we are. I feel like it would make sense that we are.
Like, so CST just ended, or Daylight Savings Time just ended, and it didn't just start. I don't know, and I don't want to learn. I'm not going to. I'm never going to learn. There are certain things in my life I will purposefully never learn. That is one of them.
Just like, I'm never going to learn how to spell restaurant correctly.
That's fine. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to learn. I'm not going to look at the chat right now for fear that you'll try to teach me.
Yeah. But there's this really easy trick to keep them.
No. There.
So I was notified today that there is a gentleman who made a parody of apparently the way I talk.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Now he also ad-libbed quite a few words that I think are common or synonymous with like Midwestern talks and accents,
sure.
And or just overall demeanor, but not words that I necessarily use. And purposely, I mean, it was funny. It wasn't mean-spirited.
It wasn't
mean-spirited or spiteful. But I was tagged in the account. I don't know if anyone else saw it today, but it was kind of funny. However, he leaned into a few Midwestern things that I know that I don't say. I'll admit if I say stuff. Now, he also, I feel like, obviously was going over on the accent.
Are we looking at our next Tyler Brickley? Is that what we're
No, but his, not necessarily, but his account overall was pretty funny. I did spend a few minutes taking a look at it. I'll share it with you after the show. But it was pretty funny. So that was it.
Well,
I can take, just in case anyone cares, which you don't if you're listening, or you already know maybe, I'm all good with a little lighthearted ribbing. It's the people that want to get real fired up against any of our media or commentators or players. That is when I think it gets a little over the line.
Well, let's end this so you can show me, Terry.
All right. Ryan says, I think Illinois has a gift card laws where you can't expire. That would be Central Time, probably CTP. I like that. Central Time just ended. I don't know. Ask me in a year and we'll both forget which anyway.
Told you, I don't want to learn.
All right, peeps. It's been fun. Luke was, of course, great. I don't think anyone was surprised by that. But it's been a lot of fun chatting with you guys tonight. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Good luck. You're not working the show. I'm not working the show. And hopefully you guys enjoy whatever's happening in Austin.
I'll keep track of scores. But if the weather looks
only
like
they have a cut line, otherwise I'm not.
There's only three rounds. Watching. It's not no cut lines.
Damn
but,
it.
But if the weather looks like,
then I can't pitch that there's not a cut line.
That's true.
Showing that BDG scoring.
It's going to look nasty right now, man. I'm not looking forward to that.
I like it when it looks nasty. Nasty as they want to be.
Thanks, Janet.
All right, guys.
Nasty boys.
Thank you all for joining us tonight. Thanks for being along for this silly little ride that we call Smashbox TV Podcast. For Johnny V, I'm the Disc Golf Guy. We'll see you next week when you step inside the Smashbox.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.